Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Deb Lamb is here to visit with us. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Deb, you're going to talk about Christmas in July.
Yeah, it seems kind of strange, but you know, it'll be here before you know it, too.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. This year is just flying by. And here it's the middle of the year, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know. When I sort of say that surprisingly, I usually have a stash started by now. You know, I see something I think somebody will like. And
there's a lot of people that do that. They buy ahead of time, you know, get those gifts, and they brag about how they're already done by July, maybe even.
No, I'm not quite that way. but you know, it is kind of fun to be able to pick up something when you know that that's going to be what somebody really, really likes.
Yes.
And so you and it's WELCA, Women of the Evangelical Church in America?
Yeah.
That's right? WELCA.
Women of the LCA. St. Paul's Lutheran, yes.
Okay. Are going to be holding this special event, Christmas in July. So what's the background for that, Deb?
Well, the background is that Hal and Allie Groenwald were members of our church for many, many years. And when Allie closed the Gift World store down in Atlantic, it's been a long time ago. There are probably some people, you know, remember that she had that store. She had all these Hallmark ornaments, and Hal has recently had a sale and moved out of town, and so when they were closing up the house, they had all of her Hallmark collection, all of these ornaments she'd had from the store, and what to do with them. So he and his family generously donated them to our women's organization for us to use as a fundraiser, however we wanted to do that. And so we came up with the idea of doing a Christmas in July where we will have all the ornaments for sale at very reduced prices considering what they originally sold for. But there are a lot of ornaments, and we want to, you know, not be selling ornaments for the rest of our lives either. So we want to have them available and sell to people.
And as I think about those, most all of them, I guess it depends on the person, but most all of them sort of bring a smile to your face.
Yes, yes, yes. And many, many categories of ornaments. We've had quite a nice time sorting them out into, you know, the different categories. There's lots of snowmen, there's Santas, there's Barbie dolls, there's all kinds of characters. There's, you know, just about any topic you could think of, animals and birds, you know, there's an ornament for them, and they're all bring a smile to your face or some memory that you can remember, you know.
I was thinking as you are all sorting there, I'm guessing a lot of discussion went on with some memories.
Oh, a lot of it, yes, exactly.
Remember,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or somebody who really likes, well, there's some Disney stuff. Well, somebody really likes Mickey Mouse and stuff like that, you know, people we knew that, oh, they like this or they collect that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
Are there many dated ones?
There are some dated ones, not a lot, but there are some dated ones from in the 80s and 90s, early 90s. A lot of baby's first Christmas, you know, those kind of things, or your first Christmas together, you know. So if you never got one when your child was born, this is maybe where you can pick one up.
You bet. I'm just thinking for somebody's special birthday or something they wouldn't be able to find now.
No. Mm-mm.
So that's going to be great fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing, too, you're going to have a little atmosphere there.
Right. We're going to try to make it very Christmassy. We're going to have Christmas cookies that we will have for their enjoyment while they're looking around, and also decorated and Christmas music, and, you know, generally make it a Christmas feel. I don't know that we're going to turn the air conditioner down and make it cold, but it will feel like Christmas in the fellowship hall.
You bet. So lots of chance then for the shoppers to visit with other shoppers. I'm sure, you know, people who come will know each other and a lot of good time for socializing.
Certainly. That's one of the reasons we wanted to do the cookies, you know, if they want to sit and have a cup of coffee and, you know, reminisce about things too, that would be good.
So. And so this is being held at the church?
At the church at our fellowship hall on Friday, July 16th from noon to 6, and from Saturday the 17th from 9 to 12.
Okay. We'll remind folks of those dates and times again here a little bit. But, that's just around the corner too, so you want to be sure to note that on your calendar or your device, whatever.
Put it in your smart brain phone.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, whatever that, yeah, is. Yeah. So I'm sure that as women of the church, you have a number of projects that the funds will be used for. Do you want to talk about a few of those?
Sure. We generally use our funds for various things. Some are from things that we need in the church, you know, those kind of things. But a lot of times we give to different charities that we support as a church, or we do scholarships for people going to Lutheran colleges and those kind of things too. So there's any number of ways that we distribute the funds. We don't like to just have them sitting around. The idea is to give them away.
So as people buy things, they can know that whatever they pay is going to go to some good use.
Good cause. That's exactly right. Yes.
So you could accomplish a whole lot of things by coming to Christmas in July.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So as women of the church, do you meet on a regular basis? Do you have smaller groups? How does that work?
Well,
in the church?
We meet. We have Bible study circles. We have three groups that meet monthly for Bible studies. And then we have a larger group that meets a couple of times a year as a large group, but then there's a board, board of people who help to, you know, plan the programming and do that kind of thing.
Keep things going, for sure. Mm-hmm. So I want to go back to, you know, you were there. I'm guessing these are not unwrapped. They're in the boxes.
They are in boxes. Most of them are in boxes. Never been out of the boxes. There are some that are unboxed that we don't have the boxes for. There are some that are just, you know, there, but most of them are in their original boxes. Yep.
So do you have some favorites?
I don't know. Not so many, I guess. It's kind of overwhelming when you start looking at them all. But there's a lot of them that were just, I like the ones that are, they're scenery, kind of really pretty, you know, kind of
instead
Christmas-y
of characters.
Yeah. Snow scenes, you know, and that kind of thing. We have some larger figurines too of some things, but not as many of those. But there are some, like there was some Christmas Carol figurines and some, you know, things like that. So there's a few different items besides just the ornaments that you would hang on the tree.
Okay.
Also.
So something that might be used as a centerpiece.
Or something like that. Yeah.
On your fireplace.
Yeah.
Or wherever you put things like that.
Right.
So
right.
How long should people plan to stay?
Well, if you're going to look at all of them, you're going to be there for a little while. You know, we're going to have them separated out into the categories so that they will, you know, if you know you want Barbie, say, or you want Disney characters, or you want snowmen, we will have them all separated by those categories so you can just, you know, look directly for those if there's something specific you're looking for. But if you're just looking to collect some cute ornaments, you could take a little while to look around.
And I'm thinking because these are 80s and 90s, there will be many people who've never seen any of these.
Possibly, because it's been a little while since they've been out, you know, so. Yeah.
But I think that makes them even more special.
It does. So, yeah, it was fun when we would open up the boxes and, what are we going to find here? So, yeah.
Well, that's quite a task to unpack them and then to organize them. Do you have any idea how many there are?
No, and I thought of that before I came. I thought it's one of these times we should have counted how many there are, but they're in the hundreds.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
So do take time to really plan to look and enjoy and visit.
Yeah,
it's a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay, and you know, as we said originally, you can start thinking about shopping for Christmas, and you might even buy one or two for yourself.
That's right. You know, think of the people that you need to give a little gift to, or else decorate your tree a tree for yourself.
Yeah,
so
very good.
Yeah.
And that whole Hallmark company certainly designed to meet all kinds of interests.
Yes, there has to be something there for everyone. I would think. Yeah,
I'm just all of a sudden thinking my friends have a like an outdoor treat, you know, like the wildlife kind of stuff. And there's all sorts of possibilities.
There's all kinds of animal wildlife scenes. There's all kinds of sporting. I think there's an ornament for just about any kind of sporting activity that you ever would have thought, and some you probably didn't even know of. There's a large amount of those, and a lot of snowmen, and a lot of Santa Clauses.
Okay, so you have to come see to believe what's there available. So where is the church?
Church is at 13th and Cherry, right across from the high school, right across the street from the high school. And you come in the regular main door, and the fellowship hall is on that level. And it's, again, from Friday the 16th, noon to 6, and Saturday the 17th from 9 to noon.
Okay. Come enjoy Christmas in July and do a little shopping.
Yes. We welcome you. Welcome you with open doors.
Okay. Thank you very much, Deb Lamb, for visiting with us.
Thank you very much.
You know, Winnie the Pooh is pretty smart, and one of the things he said was, you can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes.